front of a something right now, and he will be available in about 10 minutes. If you can get him in. And I've already pushed the button.
About 5 after?
Yeah.
I'll just flip over and dial him.
Okay. And Ernie, how are you?
Okay, how's it going?
It's going.
Thank you.
And how's school coming along?
It's getting a little tight, but it's coming along all right. Not too bad. So we get down to satisfied the work.
Well, but when you get done, you'll know something, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's always been my aim to get some type of education here.
Well?
Yeah, when I was a kid in school, it was like one long and impacted wisdom to achieve. I remember when our unit got called up and said, finally, I'm out of school. Bullshit. Boot camp is school.
Yeah.
We got somebody in. Who got?
Gerald in.
Oh, thanks, Gerald. You're going to be able to stay the door or will the batteries last that long?
Oh, you're not being able to. I'm going to have to pull the
battery. Oh, okay. So I've got this thing set up so that I can go through it. It's still going to take longer than a standard session. The PKs will know where I've left holes for those that are not practitioners. They try to mess with this. It's going to be an ass grinder. Are you already recording, Colin?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
I'm sorry. Ben still in jail?
Yeah.
How long is his sentence?
Eternal.
Poor baby.
That's what you get for murder. And he's got two counts.
Only two? I thought he has three counts.
Well, two rabbits.
Oh.
We can go back to the birds that I can't prove.
Well, you can go back to one bird you can prove.
Well, yeah, Charles the serial killer. He's
Oh, but she's such a sweet baby.
Yeah, well, sweet.
According to my thermonuclear estimator, 301. I heard static on the line, was that?
No, that was me turning up the volume.
Okay. The subject is air, fire, water, and earth. And we're going to, the reason I gave one solely on air is because it is such a critical element. Somebody's speaking back.
I see, that's right. I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay, now, this instruction was going to be a little more frightening than all the previous lessons combined. Dealing directly with spirits, angelic or demon, is terrifying enough. The great elements are far more powerful than any demonic endeavor, whether possession or direct attack. Once you've achieved the requirements, Holy Seal of the Most High, of a proven knower of the great testimony in her forehead, righteous power to detect and direct the entities, forces, and energies involved, holy authority to direct the elements and the entities, forces, and energies of all the realms of all the heavens above all the earth, all the entities, forces, and energies of all the realms of all the earth, and all the entities, forces, and energies of all the realms of all the depths beneath all the earth, and you are a true and righteous Aquarian, with sufficient practice, you will be able to bring down heaven or deliver up hell in any quantity or severity and location you deem appropriate with complete immunity in the sight of the Most High. Anybody and everybody else who attempts to use or tamper with the contents of this holy instruction is going to get their unholy asses smashed, along with all their families, friends, fellows, and anybody who is any part of their criminality. And any part means even the slightest agreement with them, as well as open support or on government payroll at the time. Do your monitors pay attention? To want to know anything about true righteousness, the seeker must be devoid of several common circumstances. Catholicism and or Christianity in any form or fashion. Muslim or Hinduism in any form or fashion. Race mixing in any form or fashion. Homosexuality in any form or fashion. Socialism in any form or fashion. Marxism, communism, fascism, progressive, and including any and all support, regardless of how minor they are. Now think about that. The Most High is very restrictive on this. There are repentances, processes, and procedures to correct and eliminate the above, and these repentances and corrections must be accomplished and valid before even the slightest of the dangers and damnations will bypass the true seeker. Fat Jews, hallelujah half-wits, socialists, preachers, or otherwise, you have been warned. Air. Knowing that air is the first and foremost of the great elements, and that all great elements need the buffering of the other three, including room to exist via caution. The problem is conception of what these great elements actually work like when you're doing, when they're doing what they were designed to do. Now let's take a cursory look at air again and get a better idea of what it does. And at the risk of sounding digressive or making a great element into something hard physical, which they are not, let's take some known facts, in our case, a hurricane. Hurricane Atlantic, Cyclone Pacific, or Cyclone Indian, they're all the same thing. Huge storms originating over water, powered by available heat and destructive in the earth. Most people are unaware that such weather patterns not only push a tidal wave ahead of them, even at sea, that actually does as much or more damage as the actual storm winds. In addition to the tidal surge, it's the winds we want to concentrate on for the moment. Hurricane force winds come ashore and literally tear things all to hell. Between a force 1 at 74 to 95 miles per hour and a force 5 at 156 plus sustained winds, and depending on the actual weight of the wind in accordance with the amount of water and water vapor in it, very few things can stand up against the pressure. Yet we see rather flimsy buildings still standing alongside of destruction packs of much stronger structures shattered into so much rubble. How in the hell can that be? Well, seldom mentioned, and never accredited to me since I first mentioned it back in the late 50s. In the leading edge of a hurricane, there is always a string of tornadoes, sometimes packing in zonal winds of 300 plus and often crowding 400 miles an hour. Now these are tornadoes inside the leading edge of a hurricane. It's that advanced string of tornadoes that does the most damage, for obvious reasons, and leave behind buildings they missed. And it's that advanced string that brings us to the actual application process of the great element of air. Now, it's going to get a little scary for you, so hang on. The best way to gain a better understanding of any great element is to personally experience it. Now you're going to need your hands free to make yourself your personal belly ball and charge it with the element of air. Get your belly ball up, and I tell you, get rid of it, okay? And here's how you pour up the air in your belly ball. Keep your hands and keep that belly ball between your hands. Repeat after me. Archangel Raphael, bring me sufficient essence of air for me to study, and when I, by dissolving my spirit manifestation, disperse as you will all that you have brought me for this purpose. And you should feel that air, and your palms should feel entirely different, like there's motion on, and there is. Now hold it, that ball until I tell you to get rid of it. Now that you've got a small quantity of the great element of air under your personal control, note that it is filled with smaller particles of energy of all kinds and shapes imaginable. Some stronger than others, some twinkling as they move, and all of them moving at a different speed. They are, for all intents and purposes, spirit quarks. With a bit of practice, you can feel these air particles, these air quarks. If they like them, feel them. Like shaking salt into your hand with your hand tilted to permit the salt particles to fall free. You can feel this impact and you can feel them leave. It is these quarks, the spirit energy, dark matter and dark energy if you must, that are the incidental impacts of any air invocation. The spaces between them are the holes where we often think we fail, but we actually haven't. A storm that left the remnants of a flimsy building standing still destroyed the building for all intents and purposes. Voids in a loaf of bread don't change the fact the loaf is still bread, nor the voids in the cheese make it into anything else. These holes are but spirit energy fog, like the invisible forces of two alike pole magnets pushing against each other. And these poles that have permitted us to miss a target and left something standing or seemingly intact. Now, disperse your belly bones, let go of it. You want to rub your hands together because you can still feel it. Now, the great elements of fire, water, and earth have similar spirit works. Any limitation, even in ignorance, put on any great element is first obeyed by these spirit marks. For example, one of the most brilliant minds in the history of mankind is Dr. Stephen Hawking. Until retirement, he occupied the seat once filled by Isaac Newton. In spite of the fact that he cannot move and must talk to a computer, and he is the longest survivor of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He's had it for over 4 years. Hadn't killed him yet. Dr. Hawking is the world's foremost acclaimed authority on space-time and time travel. He states unequivocally that the time travel into the past is impossible due to the fact that what has already happened cannot be changed. Well, his reasoning that what has already happened cannot be changed is true, but that does not preclude time travel into the past. Quite the opposite. At the unenviable point of having to disagree with one of the few scientists I admire the most, ordinary neutrinos that everyone can view as snow on any open television channel are particles that, one, are moving faster than the speed of light, and two, are moving backwards in time. Therefore, the incorrect scientific theory is that in order to forward time travel, the speed of light must be achieved. In fact, the natural state of time matter is anything and everything moving beyond the speed of light is moving backward in time in the natural process of its manifestation. Consider, any mass at any speed of motion must come to a complete stop to reverse its course. Thus, as mass reaches infinity, the speed of light, time approaches zero. It, time, passes at a slower rate. If forward time reaches zero at true infinity, time is sitting at a dead standstill. Then any speed in excess of infinity must then and there become reverse in manifestation, backwards in time, as evidenced by those untold billions of billions of billions of neutrons. As my admiration for Dr. Hawking is an absolute fact, so are the ramifications of these scientific facts. I didn't dream them up. We've known them for years. The obvious, when we invoke the great elements, they obey any and all restrictions we put on them, including any and all silliness and frivolity. And even in our own ignorance, we restrict them from the greater part of their capabilities. Just as Dr. Hawking et al. Have overlooked the known speed-time factor of neutrinos, mankind has overlooked the tremendous capabilities accorded us via the great elements. The sole and exclusive liability and responsibility for the deliberate suppression of this forbidden knowledge rests on the Israelite tribe of Levi, and shared near equally by the Israelite tribe of Judah. The fact both sold out to that great Babylonian heart of the Roman Constantinople, the Roman Catholic Church in disguise of the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire once it came into existence, does not change the facts. The only reason the nation of Iceland isn't charged with this particular suppression of knowledge is they never had any true spiritual knowledge to begin with. Still go. Fire. That the great element of air is solely responsible for any and all movement everywhere in creation is the non-scientific inclusion that permits both scientific and true righteous error, space-time being the most prominent. Once we have motion, we encounter heat in some form. is the definable of all work done, measured in calories or watts, whether affecting the light output of a bulb, a voltage drop across the resistor, or the movement of a piston after burning a fuel within the closed chamber, or any other application. Heat constantly creates some degree of expansion. The great element of fire has very little to do with temperature per se, as hot and cold are the different measurements of the same thing, with heat causing expansion and cold causing contraction. Subtract the heat, they will start to shrink. Simple as that. Now again, the best way to gain a greater understanding of any great element is to personally experience it. Now you're going to need your hands free again to make yourself another belly ball and charge it with the element of fire thus. You can think it or talk it out loud after me. Archangel Michael, bring me sufficient essence of fire for me to study. And when I am finished by dissolving my spirit manifestation, disperse as you will all you have brought me for this purpose. I'll repeat myself, but now that you have a small quantity of the great element of fire under your personal control, note that it too is filled with smaller particles of energy of all kinds and shapes imaginable, some stronger than others, some twinkling as they move, and all of them moving at a different speed. With practice, you can feel the heat of these spirit quarks, and it is this accumulated heat that makes the palms of your hands warm when you create a belly ball. It is these quarks of spirit energy, dark matter and dark energy, that are the incidental impacts of any fire invocation. It is the great element of fire and the south wind note that make these spirit quarks come to the surface of all the other great elements and causes, rather than permits, them to obey and accomplish their given qualities. Now disperse your belly ball. Now, expansion is the quality of the second order of creation, the great element of fire. It is a total and distinct, exclusive if you must, different existence from the first quarter of air and the subsequent weight elements of water and earth. They neither look, feel, deliver, nor act alike. None of the great elements do anything like the air. When you see its movement in the expression of fire, water, and earth, that movement is the action of air, and so it is throughout creation. As with the first quadrant, so it is with the remaining three. The great element of fire is responsible for all expansion and in all sources of heat, regardless of the nature of the source, be it the slight temperature increase of moonlight or a supernova somewhere in space. Without the great element of fire, there could be nothing accomplished anywhere in creation. Dr. Hawking et al., who have already limited themselves in the development of space-time travel in both directions, didn't know, consider, and didn't understand the ramifications of their trained and disciplined minds with respect to the great elements, lest they be ridiculed in their respective academic and scientific communities. But those limitations are there, and are going to remain upon both the academic and scientific communities, except for the true and righteous experience, until those great elements are properly redirected and given sufficient time to make the necessary changes manifest in Earth, to wit, the motion of air and expansion of fire, just to get to this point. Remember, as I will constantly remind you, the great elements, air, fire, water, and earth, all have, and are mostly composed of, spirit quarks. Any limitation put on any great element is first obeyed by these spirit quarks. Anything you tell it, or in your stupidity tell it wrong, they're first obeyed by the spirit quarks. Now that you've tested the great elements of air and fire, you should have some idea, by way of your experience, as to what the essence of a great element should feel like, and how instantaneously they obey your slightest thought concerning them. These fire spirit quarks come to the surface of any energy given, applied properly, just as do the air spirit quarks when invoked properly, each great element having its influence on the other three great elements. The great element of fire is the best of all elements to incite anger, fury, disgust, and to expand the deprivations, discomforts, and agonies of plagues, diseases, and disasters. It also works when making the necessary expenditure of money cause some degree of physical come emotional pain. And that is why I always advise never changing the purpose of anything you have dedicated to any given cause. I've lost count of the failures I've seen over the years, but there would be some effort, energy or money dedicated to a given project, and then redirected on some half-cocked whim. The one thing I haven't lost count of are the successes of such diversions, because there aren't any.
None.
Once dedicated, any great element, if redirected improperly, even in minor wants and expressions, always result in equal disaster, as whims do. Water. The third quarter of the great elements of creation, its quality being control, without which there is only chaos. Each and every one of the four great elements are always affected by the other three, providing its own quality as appropriate. We experience a constant air of fire and an of water, especially when manifest in earth. The great element of water produces the absence of heat by controlling fire. You feel when you call up a spirit, especially if the energy you're calling up is deceased of human life, they're colder. You call up a spirit, they're colder because of the water factor. It is this control factor of water and the west wind zephyr that presents any deception of a dead body and a living spirit. Remember that. It's one of the spiritual abilities you'll need during a great tribulation now on the horizon. You call up somebody, you're going to know whether they're dead or alive, dead or alive, infallibly. Now, back to repeating myself, the best way to gain a greater understanding of any great element is to personally experience it. Now, you're going to need your hands free again to make yourself another belly ball and charge it with the element of water thus. Archangel Gabriel, bring me sufficient essence of water for me to study, and when I'm finished by dissolving my spirit manifestation, disperse as you will all you have brought me for this purpose. Now you have a small quantity of the great element of water. Note that it's filled with small particles of energy, all kinds of shapes imaginable, some stronger than others, some twinkling as they move, and all of them moving at a different speed. And with practice, you can feel the coolness of these spirit quarks, and is this wet that makes the palms of your hands cool when you create a waterborne belly ball. It is these water quarks of spirit energy that are the incidental impact of any water invocation. Pay attention to the fact your hands should feel wet, although you can see that they're dry. But they can be made damp with just a suggestion of thought. Virtually anything you can do with liquid water, you can do with the great element water, except produce enough wet at any time to convince a skeptic or cause it to take the shape of any container. Making and moving a storm, shaking hell out of the earth even where there are no fault lines, spreading or extinguishing plagues and bad weather, etc. All these applications of control via the element of water. All control is vested in water. Now disperse your belly ball. The great elements of air, fire, water, and earth all have and are mostly composed of spirit quarks. Any limitations put on the great element is first obeyed by these spirit quarks. The quadrant of the great element of water is associated with drinking, bathing, swimming, and any type only by a very superficial manner. Both in touch seem to be wet, and with that wetness a bit of cooling. Just as water is used to control applications of heat, the great element of water equally controls the other three great elements. That each quadrant extends beyond itself into the following three quarters should be obvious to everybody. That is one of the reasons for always calling up, invoking, in the same order as given, first the constant to make room to exist, second air to put the objective into motion, third fire to expand the objective, fourth water to control the process, and the objective in the immediate and when to manifest it in the earth. Now these things always become solid and real, including the circumstances, but that's why we always call them in order. Without the great element of water applied in proper order and amount, there is little of any manifestation of what is being invoked for and the extensions of time beyond worth and value. We don't need it 200 years from now because some guy passed. We need it immediately. It is the great element of water that we can enforce the now factor of when we want something to become manifest. It's the speed and brake pedal of the quadrants. With water, we can drag out manifestations of blessings for as much enjoyment of our blessings as we desire, or damnation for as much suffering as we want to inflict. And since the occurrence with holy seals in our forehead, there is no escape whatsoever from us, whether blessing or cursing, anywhere in creation. In case you've thought about it, one of the holy laws, Deuteronomy 8:10. When thou hast eaten and art full, then shalt thou bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he has given thee. Now, this was observed later by King David in 1 Chronicles 29:20. And David said to all the congregation, now bless the Lord your God. And all the congregation blessed the Lord God of their fathers, and bowed down to their heads and worshiped the Lord and the King. And it was taught again in Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 5. Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hosiah, Shebaniah, and Zephaniah, said, stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Now, if the Most High himself doesn't attempt to hide from or avoid our blessing, he certainly isn't going to permit the bastards to escape our damnation. That's why he gave us the earned righteous power and holy authority to do it. Even so, with the third quarter of the great element that we can control and direct both our blessings and our damnations upon those found worthy. In our understanding, a conscious room to exist, air is the source of all motion and movement, fire is the source of all expansion and growth, and water is about absolute control even when the manifestation we want and produce is in earth. Water never ceases control. Earth, the fourth quarter of creation, its quality is inertia, stability, solidity, as the manifestation comes into being and begins to slow down, if you must. Even like photons, of which we have vision, are manifest in Earth as detectable objects. The parallels of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are manifest in earth as touchable, examinable, absolute control over matter. The fallacy being that we really have little, if any, control over earthquakes, volcanoes, lightnings, gravity, etc., even though we make use of some similar sources in our production, manufacturing, agriculture, communications, transportation, medical practices, etc., let's name a few. Now, here we go again. The best way to gain a greater understanding of any great element is to personally experience it. Get your hands free, make yourself another belly ball. We're going to charge this one with the element of earth. Repeat after me. Archangel Uriel, bring me sufficient essence of earth for me to study. And when I'm finished, by dissolving my spirit manifestation, disperse as you will all you have bought me for this purpose. Now this one in your hand should feel heavy, like you got a bit of a brick or something there. Now that you have a small quantity of earth, and it's filled with these particles again, all shapes, sizes, different strengths, twinkling, all of them moving at a different speed. But with a little practice, just holding that ball, you can feel the solidity of these spirit quarks. And it's this weight in the palms of your hands that you feel when you create an earth-born belly ball. These earth quarks are spirit energy that are the incidental impacts of any earth invocation. Think about that, these little quarks. Pay attention to the fact that your hands should feel the hardness and the heaviness that is the essence of the great element of earth. Virtually anything you can do with dirt, brick, and mortar, you can do with the great element of earth. Everything made manifest will eventually be found in the earth plane. That is why Aquarians bring up the essences and energies of hell in sufficient quantities to affect the damages we intend without covering the world and without burning the whole damn place of boiling brimstone. Changes in circumstance from our own health and finances to the destruction of global enslavement are all via and manifest in the great element of earth. That's what you're holding in your hand right now. Okay, disperse your belly ball. That was a bit of a wild one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Most people on the planet are as oblivious to the great element of earth as those who continue under the delusion that because their head works, they know how to think. The great earth plane reaches into the unknown expanses of space much farther than the so-called scientific calculations claim. But every few years, there's a new age for creation, since the non-existent Big Bang theory is usually extending the age of the universe by a few billion years. The Earth plane is where all expressions and manifestations are easiest to examine. The matter seems to be still, since we're pretty much traveling at the same speed it is. We have a tremendous amount of control over physical matter by comparison, or at least we think to. The fact is, each and every circumstance, anywhere in the earth plane of creation, is the end result of some previous, in most cases, divine thought. The cut-you-controlled heart system is but one of mankind's attempts to control the weather and earthquakes, among other things, but is really directed toward the detriment of all those who will not surrender to the socialist enslavement enforced by the same cat and Jews at every level of government, media, commerce, and thought. Heart is, and it is somewhat successful as a control process. Heart is the nearest scientific endeavor to metaphysical reality that exists above board to the known experimentation. It was the source of instigation of the recent earthquake that destroyed most of Haiti last January 12, 2010. The initial strike was under full control of Mark, but all the hell that's been happening since is out of control and is going to stay that way. The earth earthquakes and volcanic eruptions all along the Pacific Rim of Central and South America are the unexpected results of the Cactus-Jew One World Government Demilitarization attempt. That's what that was about. Were those Cactus-Jews and Levite socialists in any manner in compliance and obedience with holy law, they wouldn't need the harp devices for either rain, snow, dry, or flood control. And yes, you may quote me. Each and everything that is manifest in Earth, from the tiniest particle of the very quarks of material existence to the largest gatherings of the largest galaxies, is the end result of the applications of a conscious air, fire, and water. The most matter and energy that is known to exist, dark matter and dark energy, cannot be seen or detected by any scientific means and can only be predicted and evidenced by mathematics, is proof positive that what we are told and the real truth are two entirely different things. And in spite of the fact we, the people, are paying for the news for each and every discovery and job to kill us print. Now once we get an equal handle on Earth, we're going to be about the business of changing that situation. Remember, as I constantly remind you, the great elements of air, fire, water, and earth all have and are mostly composed of spirit quarks. Any limitation put on any element is first obeyed by these spirit quarks. Now there is a time factor between the time of invocation and manifestation in Earth. Most of it consumed in overcoming the already dedicated energy forces and entity. Now I'm going to multiply your skills and handling a constant and other great elements by about 100-fold. Everybody get ready. I want each and every occurrence to follow my instructions in exactly. Not before and not later than I command, and no other scenarios whatsoever. Do exactly as I tell you, when I tell you, and nothing more and nothing less. Everybody, make yourself a body of light and charge it with the highest energy you can reach. I'll give you a minute. Bring that body of light back. And attach it like you normally do. And now make yourself a belly ball and keep it between your hands. Okay, everybody's up. Now repeat after me. Akasha. Fill my spirit manifestation with room to exist. Okay. Now I want you to speak only the word air, and instantly you feel the same spirit quark you did when testing air before. Now speak only the word fire, and instantly you will feel the heat in your hands. Now speak only the word water. Just as quickly you turn the heat of the fire, you can feel an instant coolness, the wetness of water. Now speak only the word earth, and your hands will feel heavier than before when you experience the essence of earth, because now you got them together. Okay, now let's go back to where we were. Hold that ball, don't leave it so long. And let's start with Akasha. Fill my spirit manifestation with room to exist. Because it's going to get bigger, it's going to get heavier, it's going to be a stronger one. And now the words. Air, fire, water, earth. And that belly ball should be literally off the scale from where you've ever felt one before. More than double the energy in it, just that quick. One more time. Akasha, fill my spirit manifestation with room to exist. Air, fire, water, earth.
Well,
and every time you do this little one, you will multiply your energy and handling it and your experience. Do it a little slower this time. Akasha, fill my spirit manifestation with room to exist. Air, fire, water, earth. Damn, that one even makes me lightheaded. Okay, now we're going to break this thing. Ready? One, two, three, break. Now that's some heat, isn't it, children?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
everybody.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, recharge your body of light with the highest energy you can reach. Remove all traces of your endeavor and come back and walk in your physical body. And heaven help the next son of a bitch that in any manner offends or even attempts to screw one of your current experiences you just went through this. You have more firepower right now than you ever dreamed you would have in your lifetime.
Hot damn. This is good.
And it's going to get better.
All right.
I thought you'd like that. Okay. Keep your body of light up. Now, each time you practice this little ritual that we just ran through, you will develop a greater sense of touch for each of these great elements. You can pause with each one of them. You want to study air a little more, your little light on fire? Okay. Hold it there and just wait a while before you bring up the next one. Study it. Feel it. At some point in time, with very little practice, you'll be able to put either palm up as if signaling to stop and just thinking the word Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth. You will sense the immediate presence of the essence of your named element, and you can direct it towards or into anything or anyone you determine to target. Just put your hand up right now. Palm up, just like you're doing a stop signal to somebody. And just take any one of them. And you can feel that right in the palm of your hand. Matter of fact, it fills your hand to the point that if you flicked it like we do, zapping somebody, you can feel it in the other hand 50 to 100 times with more impact than you could before. Everybody test it. Just take your choice, anyone you want to use. Now, you can target without the restriction of sight. You don't have to see the bastard. Even if the term is trying to hide on the far side of creation, we don't give a damn where they are. They can't get away from you. And it does contain you. It impacts them when you want it to hit. And you can use the multiples of the great elements or just zap as we currently do with a flick of our fingers. Only with one hell of a lot more impact. When you see instant reaction to your zapping, it's time to do it mentally and without any physical gesture. You take somebody and you see them jackass and you flick it off your fingers and kabang and they turn around and look directly at you. From then on, don't use your fingers. You don't need them. The occurrence endeavors to restore the end teachings of righteousness about righteous power and holy authority. Thus, as each and every individual need arises, the facts about all the great elements, including the inherent dangers of even attempting to use them improperly, must be made clear to those we term are deserving to know it all. The jurists must not neglect calling the so-called religious community into account on an equal basis with the academic and scientific communities when we find them in error. We don't give a goddamn whether they like it or not. Those who were there when we directed all the thousands of years of accumulated energies, entities, forces of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth from global socialism to free enterprise felt the shift and impact of those great elements. And even this small passage of time clearly shows the initial results. We're winning it. The several re-invocations since then by other Akurians have enhanced these results, and they'll continue to do so as long as you repeat it. Now, above, there's a situation why I told you to do exactly as I told you and not anything else. I was teaching Jean Marie, Diane, and Shiloh how to hit somebody. Very basic stuff. And I walked them through it, and I already said, whenever we're doing one of these things, don't get off on some jackass thing. Jean Marie did something entirely different than what I said to do. And Hillary Clinton damn near became president, because we had targeted her. That's how easy it is to jackass. The energy is going to do what you tell it, not what you intend. So when you're doing these things, don't be a pussy here and dilly yonder. Be about the business of what you're about, and then leave it to hell alone. Or it's going to backfire on you. It'll backfire on occurrence. And now that you know more about how to handle these great elements than anyone in the last 2,000 years, at least, with the exception of the anointed, it's going to back up on you to the same degree. Okay, are there any questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Okay, when I call the wind to do something for me, I only put once. And then I leave it alone. Now when we have well, that's what I'm going by what you told us. You do it once and let it manifest.
Right.
Okay, now the black winds that we've been invoking every night, we are calling the wind. Is that doing any damage?
No. As a matter of fact, when you call up the wind, and you go through them. Now, something like we went through of changing global socialism to free enterprise, you've got to use everything you've got and all the firepower you can pull up. You've just got to do that. Now, normally, you only need, like, I think it was in one of the previous lessons, where you just call up the recognition of who you need. And then a little more of whatever you're targeting, whatever would be the most you'd want to apply there, and then enough water to control it, of course, and whatever the manifestation is. That's pretty easy. I think I put that together in a previous lesson.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that we have to contend with, and this one is a double-edged sword. Not only do we have to bring Kush out of Canaan, we got to take the communist and socialist horseshit out of the black community to get that done. Well, when we take the communism and socialist bullshit out, along with Hallelujah Halfwit, and the Hallelujah Half-Wits lose their base of support. That puts a little bit of hockey pie in the game there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For those that read today's emails, he's not exactly in the greatest state of affairs he can be in. Because we're hammering the living hell out of the birth certificate that is documented through from Kenya.
Yes, yes, yes.
That makes him a liar, that makes him an illegal.
That makes him ineligible.
Right, the whole damn 9 yards. So we're going to stay on that one. And the only thing I got against that son of a bitch is that he's a communist. We don't need any more communists in the government. And if we throw him out as ineligible, we can get rid of Sotomayor and this new communist pagan that they want to put on the Supreme Court. There's enough communists on the Supreme Court as it is. Fortunately, there's only room for 9 communists.
Yeah, there's only one. There's only one little stick here that we have to look at. Now, when they throw Obama out, how can we calm the black community not to riot? Because they will.
By the same forces we're using to pull out of summer.
Say that again?
It's the same process we use to throw his ass out.
Okay.
In other words, while we're bringing Kush out of Canaan, they've got to be mad as hell that they were deceived.
Yes.
Well, fine. I'm mad as hell, and I wasn't deceived. But when they get that mad, and justifiably so, thanks to some of our amateurish handling of air, fire, water, and earth from here on in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about the riots.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that the thing to do that is the exposure. Once he gets exposed for all his aversions, he ain't going to see no rioting for.
No.
Yeah, because
you'll be hell raised if Congress doesn't throw him out.
Right.
We don't want him impeached. We want him arrested. I put it into court because of being impeached. Everything he signed into law, executive orders, law, stay in.
That's right.
But if he's illegal, the whole goddamn shooting match comes back. That includes the purchase of General Motors, per se, you know, nice things that happen. We can clean the whole goddamn slate if he's thrown out as a criminal.
All right,
that's
so
why we want to do it that way.
What we need to do is change it in location. Instead of thrown out as ineligible, thrown out as a criminal.
Right. In disgrace. And
if you want an ineligible criminal, you want to have to get it back. If he's an ineligible president, then everything he signed is going to be ineligible. Yeah. Okay.
Now, when you make your individual belly balls, and I know everyone wants me to shut up and let him go so you can go do some of this.
No, no, keep your mouth going. We want to get you talk.
The thing is, when you make your own, to put them on the center point, you can always make one for Mr. Obama to the exclusion of everybody else. But now that you've got a little more firepower, you can take him in one, then the cabinet in another, the czars in another, and when those things get centered at center point and Kenny lets them go, they're out of there in multiple firepower.
Hot damn.
Now, if you take your two hands, just put your hands out and get it out of the way where you won't be feeling your own energy. Put your palms facing one another. And you can just think any one of the words and you can feel the change in your hands. Air, water, earth, fire, air. That's how quick you can handle this stuff now.
Yeah.
And knocked down a full infantry division, armor and all. Just zap. You can take out an entire air force with impunity. You're going to need it if you're going to survive. You will not over-practice. I'm also available if you run into something. Call me. Don't get out experimenting with your stupidity. In fact, talk to me.
Okay, General.
Sir, can I just ask you one question? When you did the practice of Akasha, what were the exact words that you had spoken for as making room for manifestation?
Just that. Let me go over here back to my script.
Sorry.
Not a problem, honey. Not a problem at all. The one I used, and you will get a copy of this in your email, it's already posted on the site. What I said was, Akasha, fill my spirit manifestation with room to exist. The spirit manifestation, of course, is your belly bone. It's all good. So, fill this belly bone with room to exist. And you can say that any way you want to do it as long as you're not jackass.
Now, will you go over one more time? You said we have to do this properly.
Yes.
Explain properly.
Okay. I've seen the Wiccans, witch covens in Cincinnati, and all this think they can use the elements out of sequence. You can not, unless you want to create havoc on yourself. You don't hurt anybody else, but you do screw up your own situation. Now, what you need to do is to go back, like Waz did, and memorize that invocation of infinite power. If you don't have a copy, we'll get you one. I think I gave everybody copies of it. And that may or may not be on the board. We will put it on the board exactly as I gave it to the occurrence. Now, that one takes a little bit of doing. It's a little extensive. And now that you've got the air, fire, water, and earth in it, and you can feel the winds when you pull up your hand, you just take the palm of your hand. As a matter of fact, take the palm of your hand, make it flat to the earth, and you can feel the heaviness of earth instantly, right now. Just like you can actually feel your clothes. It's something you'll get that used to. And you need to know how to do these things and do them in that proper order, and that's the practice I'm talking about. You will not over-practice. For those that missed a lot of our firepower, which some of us have, because you got in after we did it, go over on our site and read, even though it's boring as hell, read the Righteous Decree. Look how thoroughly we went through all of that. And then go read the Great Curse, the Irrevocable Curse of this, on Levi and Judah.
Oh, yes.
Go read those again. Even those of you that were there when we did it. And let me tell you, that room was hotter than the hubs of hell, and we were sitting right in front of an air conditioner.
A loud air conditioner, too.
Yep.
Bobby, I have a question.
Yes, honey.
You were saying the curses and the blessings. Excuse me, but I've only been taught from the Christians that what blessings really are, how you do it. So I know that's pretty inaccurate. It must be as thorough as the curses, because I never thought that the curses would be so many pages like that curse on Judas. So a blessing, is it just as intense and just as long, or just as, what is that all really about?
Well,
if you understand what I'm saying.
Right, it depends. Let's take the old Texas from, if you've been around Texas for a while, you know it. Kitty brings it up every once in a while. As long as you say, bless his heart, you can repeat any defamation thereafter about somebody.
That's true.
As long as you say, bless his heart to start with.
Right. You just say, blessing is more than bless you. Right?
Right. Yes. But, because you're a Korean, it's like in the music industry or politics, when we'll hear something and I'll say, bullshit, there's a library behind that. Or I'll use the word poppycock. It would take me 5 years to explain all the experience that I have to tell me what and where that thing is poppycock and why. Well, as it occurred, you can do the same thing. When the Red Cross came up with their bullshit a few years back, Sean heard it and just said, no. And that whole goddamn thing fell apart. All these humongous salaries for these do-nothing bureaucrats and all that bullshit, all of it fell out of the woodwork. And that's when they put Elizabeth Gold in to try to shore the thing up. It was coming apart at the seams. She used one word. But she had a library of understanding of how jackass has wires and thieves and incompetence and every other goddamn thing that the Red Cross really is. So it wasn't, she didn't have to go through the Encyclopedia Britannica, but she had her understanding that one word would work. Okay? That's why I want you to practice air, fire, water, earth, of conscience, and even calling up the limbs and what have you. The more you do that, and take the time to feel them and study them, you call up the east wind. Okay? Well, if you take a minute, when you call it up, put your hands up and receive it, feel it, study it. Find out what the hell it's about. Fill up your library with it. So the next time you call up the east wind, you got more firepower than you have before because you know more. You can do it better. And you can do that with everything I teach you. And everything I don't teach you, you can practice with it. Okay, any more questions?
Yeah, I have one. All right,
huh?
When we're doing, let's just take, for example, your invocation of Akasha, the global enslavement to free enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the first paragraph we have is Akasha. We take absolute control of all the elements of Akasha. Okay, all the essences. Of all the elements.
Yeah.
And then order the Akasha to abandon all those other demonics and their minions, Marxism, Christianity, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're holding Akasha when we say that. So we call it up to Akasha, the Assyrians want and demand a total change. So we got it in our hands and we're telling it what?
Right.
Okay. Then the next paragraph is free enterprise. Now, so we call air, stay hold of Akasha, right? Keep the hold of it. It is. What is that?
I put my hands in that man of mess.
Now we have Akasha in our hands. We've given it the order to abandon global enslavement and turn to free enterprise. So stack air on top of that.
Yep.
And take free enterprise being out there in motion.
Right.
We call out fire. Feel that one on top of the air and Akasha. And say, be now expanded into infinity.
Right.
The line called water. Don't break, in other words, in between them.
No.
Keep stacking it until we got them all together now?
Right.
Okay.
In other words, once you pull up one, now let's say you're going to do something. You're going to fix the school board's mentality or something. Don't start the caution, then break. You can, it'll still work. But now you're compounding the problem. When you call up a caution, you're going to stick it in the ass of the school board. While you're at it, give them the other four rounds.
Okay.
Air, fire, water, earth. Then break it. Now you've got one complete invocation without a shopping list.
Right. Okay, Gerald?
Yes?
I finally got the headset working temporarily, so I'll ask one again. I've got a tropical storm right on the southern border of the Gulf of Campeche. Is there a way to use Akasha so it does not have room to exist in the Gulf of Campeche and must remain on the Mexican land south of there?
Well, it's either going to exist or it's not.
Okay.
You can move the steering winds, which are the high altitude winds that make these things go, and they go towards the lower pressure.
Right.
Turning counterclockwise. Pick it up on the weather channel and move those steering winds where you want the hurricane to go.
Okay.
If you want to steer it.
That would be calling air.
Right. Right. Call them up and put them in order to make this thing move. But if you want rid of it,
okay, then just take all the energy out of it.
Just take everything out of it. Take all that damned energy and put it someplace the hurricanes would like to have it.
Do you screw up the world if you tell it to go to the Pacific Ocean in one breath and tell it to take the energy out of it and go rain on Nevada with another breath?
Yes, you do.
You do. Okay.
Make up your mind. It's one or the other.
Okay.
There's a lesson that we've talked, and I don't know whether you were in on it or not. I don't think so. Jean Marie and Chiron both have ex-husbands from hell. And the only reason they're still alive is because they could never make up their mind whether they wanted the bastards dead or alive to suffer. You can't have them shopping list, you know, either dead or alive. So the name of the game is to make up your mind what you want that thing to do. Now you can steer it and put it in the Pacific and wind her back up if you want. If you want rid of it, then take all the energy out of it.
Okay.
Deny it anything to exist, especially its heat. It's getting heat from fire. Well, where does it get rid of, or start getting cooling? From the element of water. And it has an ass load of water in it, so that vision ought to be easy. When you make it heat to manifest air, it goes away.
Make it heat to manifest air?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I'm calling up the incentive that the CQ gave us. Where would Akasha be? Because Akasha is not mentioned on that, in that ceremony.
Right.
So where would we insert that?
Right at the front. You wanted to make up one for it. And on those, if you want to take Akasha and add to it, which only helps your delivery. It doesn't change what you're going to do. Except that when you put a conscience in the front of it, now you have a better control over things, and you are doing a better job with it. And it's going to work better simply because it's done by somebody that can do a better job.
I would say, take the example of your global executive to pre-year price.
Exactly. Yeah, that'll work.
We take absolute control of the ancient Akasha of whatever you're trying to change, either deep at all, and insist that it is an absolute change to whatever you're trying to get to.
I mean, but do I say it by the right power and holy authority of my own I am conscious, I, Rosalind Clark, where do I put it? Do I put it before I even start that, by the righteous power and holy authority of my own I am conscious?
Yeah, you can start with that, and then just plays right out of the invocation. to make room for what you want to do to exist.
So you call up
Akasha?
So you call up Akasha to give room to exist?
Yes.
Okay.
First thing out of the box, especially in things like this of this magnitude, if you're trying to get rid of a manifestation of ants and you're part of using a sledgehammer on the walls, it's a good idea to figure some way to keep them from existing. So when you're dealing with the great elements, as they should be entitled, you do the same thing. Give them room to exist. Or in the case of the storm, no room to exist.
Okay.
It depends on how we want to do it. And if you walk through that thing, I didn't blister myself, but when I pulled up fire that last time, I sure as hell got a heating factor. And the heavy one of Earth is really a mind blower for most people because they've never bothered to look at Earth that way. So I want everybody to study these elements, study them individually. You don't have to take them to Ways to study them. You can call them up, put them in a belly ball, or just call them up between your hands without a belly ball and study them. Because the more study you have on each one, just call it up, and it's the lesson that I've taught, I don't know for how long, that if you will sit and watch a river, that river will eventually tell you everything about itself. Even though you can't see them, you'll know where the deep holes are. You'll know where the ripples are. You'll know where the falls are, if there are any. They'll tell you everything about itself. And all you got to do is sit there and watch the river. But you've got to pay attention to the river. These things are the same way.
Can I ask a question, sir? Say, for example, as you're practicing calling up the different elements, do we need to give them a program of an assignment to do, or just analyzing their energy?
No, you can call them up individually. Take your hands, put them out in front of you, and just call up air. Just think the word air, and you'll have that element of air in between your hands. Now all you got to do is study it, read it, like you would a spirit. And we're going to teach you again how to call up spirits, now that you've got enough firepower to protect yourself. Turn it all around first before you can 180 or with an airplane. You can't do that. Energy has to just stop. Then you back it up.
I think what you might be asking it also is, how many times, I mean, do we do it, ask for whatever we want to ask for, and leave it alone, or how many times do we repeat it?
Well, as many as it takes. It's a little bit like asking, how many hammer blows does it take to build a house?
You continue to ask for the same thing until you receive it?
What? Stay on it.
Okay. Now you answered my question. Thank you, Art.
Right, but sometimes when you hit it, let's say that you're doing your morning devotions, and by that day you'll see some result of it. Well, that may be all you're going to get if you don't hit it here again. So what I do, when I set one up that I'm going to do, first I read it. I read the damn thing to find out how much energy there is there. And then I hit it with an equal amount. I call up all the hell I need. There's plenty of it.
So you beat it first. Okay.
Right. In other words, I want to get it to zero first. But that may take a while.
Yeah.
Just because of this, me doing it doesn't mean that it's going to happen like the snap of your fingers. If you read through what Emmanuel was doing, miracles, everything didn't happen the snap of the fingers. You know, sometimes it would say someone began to heal from that very hour. Well, he didn't heal them instantly. Some he did, some he didn't. That may have been how much energy was in that particular affliction when he put the hammer to it. It doesn't mean you won't get it. It just means you got to get off the kick of instant or off switch. That's stupidity. Because the moment you on off, you got both of them.
So basically you're saying, don't even think about off at all. Just continue with the on until it's complete.
And stay the course.
Oh, that's excellent.
If you're going to build a railroad and you're going to drive spikes, you don't drive them with one blow of a hammer. And there's a lot of spikes in a railroad. So you've got to keep hammering, and especially on our great ones, turning global enslavement into free enterprise. Bringing Kush out of Canaan. Now we're talking about two humongous masses of things. And to ask how long it would take, I could ask an equally stupid question and say, how long will it take to move the Himalayan mountains if you can only do it with a teaspoon at a time? But sooner or later you're going to hit a rock and you can't put it in the teaspoon.
Mm-hmm. But look how long we've been hearing Obama ineligible.
Yeah.
For over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read that article that Bobby gave us this morning, you'll see that Obama has been playing for 18 plus years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 18 plus years of secrecy and manipulation and covert
treason
and planning and wait a minute now, how 18 years, how did they know they had their man that long ago? What is it about?
Brother filed a fake birth certificate in Hawaii.
I mean, why was he the chosen one? I mean, years ago is a long time.
Okay, let me get that over there. The first thing, they didn't choose just one guy. They have a goddamn farm full of horses. So they not only took him, they probably had another 200 people that they were betting and grooming and what have you. And as he began to come out of the woodwork, they take advantage of every crisis. You know, never let a crisis go to waste. They took advantage of that, and he's the one that came to the top of the pile because of it.
And every place I posted that birth certificate today has been down within 10 minutes. I put it on ABC, I put it on small town newspapers, I put it on CBS, and with no exception, it's been gone within 10 minutes.
You get dangerous, girl.
Rosie, you probably have read that article Bobby said. There was a woman in Russia that was already given Obama details in 1992. In 1992, which is 18 years, she already had his name, his age, his birthday, he's going to be president, he's been trained as a communist and an atheist.
Of Obama.
And hearing him, knowing that he has committed a law of immunity violation, isn't there something more that we can use to accelerate?
No, not with the law of immunity, but let me explain what was done. The law of immunity kicks in at the idea when the victim finds out about it. That's when you strip the eyebrow of his goddamned immunity and go free there. Okay? But never forget, you're tweaking the lion's nose when you do that. So if you're going to tweak the lion's nose and go get Lucifer, because now the law of immunity can kick in, you're not dealing with a pushwilling. You're dealing with somebody that's the baddest motor scooter that anybody ever put wheels on.
I understand.
So we have to have, in order to, do we have him legally? Yes. That was like having a scheduled fight with Muhammad Ali when he was the world champion, and who you had scheduled was somebody who wasn't born yet. In the meantime, he's going to continue to kick hell out of whoever gets in range. Okay, Luke is going to do the same thing. But if we develop ourselves and we put our hammer in his ass, he can't do anything about it. He can't just ignore us on power alone. He must answer the challenge. And that's why we better have our head out of our ass when we challenge him. The only way you're going to get that is practice. Simple as that. So, study air, study fire. And when you put them together, pay attention. You got a situation. Before you jump in it, read the goddamn thing. There may be a simpler way to do it. We were on one of the wingdings one time watching some boat. And Danny came up with the idea of putting a volcano under the podium of the House of Representatives.
I remember that, yes.
Okay.
That's
fine. If you got 5 million years to make a volcano, these son of a bitches are voting at the moment. So we had to use the energy that's in the building already. Can we put a volcano where the podium sits in the House of Reps? You goddamn right we can. I just don't know anybody that wants the bitch of a thing 500,000 or 5 billion years from now when we get it built. And I don't think there's any market at all for used volcanoes. So those are the kind of things that we can do that are just totally freaking worthless. And it's the same kind of a thing when we took the energy that was in that house and started putting it in our ass, we've gotten rid of some of those incumbents. We got more to go, but that's all right. So it depends on how intelligent are you when you start applying these energies. If you don't read the situation, I'm telling you now, you're going to do it wrong. It's that simple. And you have to do it in a normal process of the way it works. See, all electricity in motion is negative by polarity. But the moment it goes into a conductor, it sets up a magnetic field that then sets up another electrical field in direct opposition to itself. That's a simple thing that we learned the hard way in electronics. Okay? Do we have to do that with the elements? No. All if we're stupid enough to. So the elements don't do that. You have an element of fire. What does fire do? It expands things. It heats things up. You got something in motion, and it's going to run faster. It's going to be fire that does it. Well, what if you have to slow the bitch up some? You better have your water handy. And if you're going to speed it up, you better have your water handy, because that's the part of control that makes fire speed things up if necessary. study the winds, study the elements. Because all creation is made out of it. I don't care what Stephen Hawking, your buddy's telling. And far be it from me to claim to be a better scientist or physicist than Stephen Hawking, but they're 1,000% wrong. Check it out. A neutrino is moving faster than the speed of light and backwards in time. There it is. I didn't invent it. But there it is. And if I know that, why doesn't somebody with more goddamn PhDs than his wall allows to hang the certificates on have a clue? What's wrong with the people around Stephen Hawking saying, wait a minute, at the speed of light, time is zero. Beyond the speed of light, it's moving backwards in time.
Yeah, the same problem with weather PhDs. You think they're very nice to go to King Ranches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And don't get me started on the theology PhDs.
Oh, boy, they got a lot of shit to run. But that's, you know, that's the situation. Either we know and we can handle it and we can do this thing, or we can neglect it and be caught looking. That's a little bit like you've got a gun, but you leave the clips at home. You know, come on.
Ain't nobody can be that stupid.
Oh yes, they can.
Uh-huh, I'm waiting for that.
I've run into a few of those.
Oh yeah.
As a matter of fact, when our Marines were wiped out in Lebanon, when they blew up that embassy where the Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, the Marines on guard were not allowed to have loaded weapons. Well, then why in the goddamn hell were they on guard?
Yeah.
Like security patrol patrols, all they can do is fill out an after action report.
Right. Like Bill Clinton's 100,000 police officers. Well, what has happened to crime since they put those 100,000 police officers on duty? The police officer paperwork reports went up by 100,000 police officers. The crime isn't about a damn bit. But that's on fire for you. So, anytime you believe the political bullshit for the media or the preacher, you deserve to be taken to the cleaners. So that's what you're going to get. You want firm power, then follow my instructions. If you want to get good at it, then practice. You know, one time I was considered one of the top 5 rhythm guitarists in the entire music and recording industry. But I wasn't born knowing how to play. There were a lot of sore fingers, a lot of blue smoke, and a lot of wood shedding in that. Same thing, if you're going to learn how to use these things, then goddammit, you've got to practice it. And we've got to do it as a team. You'll be surprised what happens the moment we start doing this as a team. Everybody may not have a Akasha down as well as somebody. Okay, that somebody is going to have more Akasha effect than somebody on their right or left hand. All right! Somebody else is going to be able to have more fire. Right. Now, when we start pulling it together that way, we're going to kick more ass than their shoe leather to polish from. And that's what we've got to be about. We've got to do that. It's like our invocations. Yes, they're inconvenient. Yes, they're a pain in the ass. I know everybody can't make everyone, but I want everybody that can to do their goddamnest to be there. And now that you're getting some things, I'm going to teach you how to read spirits and a lesson or two, how to discern them actually. When somebody is there, even if they're not on the phone, you're going to know it.
Oh, yeah, you can
tell
them to his, they walk in
or
whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when I called in, Jim, I know exactly who it was, even without the 2-hour heads up. He immediately announced my name when I didn't announce myself.
Well, we had a couple of silent beepers come in.
Yeah, I heard two more after I came in.
Yep.
I think that was my cell phone.
Oh, there were a couple of three on number all. Yeah. And we'll get disconnected from that, yeah. But that doesn't account for all of them. Yeah. So those that are listening in, be our guests. You want to be in the crew and check in. You try this without being one, and somebody's going to tie your asshole in a square knot. And it's going to be you. The Most High does not permit these things to be used for evil to the exclusion of somebody being able to balance the scales. And when those scales balance, look out. That's what War Horse is about. He is the horseman in Revelation. He had a set of scales in his hand, a balance. And of course, in Egyptian legend, he weighed the heart of a pharaoh against a feather to see how justly it ruled. Of course, that's just the legend, you know. But did he judge the pharaohs?
Yes, he did.
As a matter of fact, that's what he is a judge. So we're setting in judgment. Somebody has protested their hallelujah horseshit sentence. Guess who we give the lawyers and the judges to?
don't tell me, which made more into the fire pit, pharaohs or feathers?
Well, surprisingly, feathers.
The more feathers in the fire pits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the pharaohs, believe it or not, like Ptah, for instance, P-T-A-H, pronounced Ptah, the P is silent on it, is also a Nephilim called Enki, if you've read any of Sitka's. Well, he ruled Egypt for 9,000 years before he started letting the Egyptians, the pharaohs, run it themselves. And they did that for 23,000 years before he had to step in and say, hey, you people are stepping out of line. So don't pay any attention to the timeline of the socialists and the scientists. They haven't a freaking clue. About 4 or 5 years ago, a guy was looking for a supernova, a source of a dark gamma ray. And he was wandering into one. He found a new gamma ray burst. Well, gamma rays are bad news. And he found this thing, called up his fellow astronomers and what have you. They all verified it, zeroed in on it, but there was only one problem. Creation was supposed to be 13 billion years old, and this thing was 16.3 billion years out. So whoever did all the math to come up with this 13 plus billion years was just as full of shit as the first one.
No, my favorite is the carbon dating from 50 million years ago where they weren't a foot behind 10,000.
But, as a matter of fact, anything beyond 300, it starts drifting severely. And I think it's, what, 5,000 years or something like that is plus or minus 300 with our years one way or another.
Well, with our letter J, it's plus or minus 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
It's given to somebody's name 1,200 years before it existed.
Yeah.
We'll call that alphabetical drift.
Well, the thing that occurred is always have the upper hand on. Since we don't buy anything on its face value, we have the ability to read it. We can take the scientists that are around Stephen Hawking, even if they're on television, and we can read them. Some of them are dead serious about what they're doing. They don't know that they're full of condensed vows yet. That doesn't keep us from seeing it. So we do have those advantages. Okay, any other questions?
Yes, so you had mentioned something about learning how to read the spirit. Would that be another time or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yes, 48 years today.
Oh yes, happy anniversary.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
You know, ladies, we should be in the kitchen cooking.
Well, as a matter of fact, Tyrone and Diane put together a dish today for me. It was special. They were willing to take me out to any restaurant in town, whatever. But I wanted a batch of homemade gringo chili, which is right out of the can. They opened a hell of a can to this girl. And they made it that. By God, it was good. It was right on the money.
Well, you know, he turned me down flat. I offered him a Spam sandwich and he said no thanks.
Yeah, kosher pork is not on my menu.
I thought I'd give you a military flashback, but he wasn't interested in stuff on a shingle.
No. Gerald, my friend, have you got a question? Gerald?
I think Gerald is gone.
Yeah, he may have done.
I heard somebody get cut off while I go. Randy, are you still with us? I have Randy on my line.
Yeah, I'm going to ring out, General. Thanks.
All right. Good night, today.
Yeah, I'll call you tomorrow, or I'll call you another time.
All right, honey. We'll shut this thing down. John will post some recording within a few minutes.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep, that was good. Yes, yep, you're welcome, darling. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Happy anniversary. Okay, good night.
We're supposed to have this out on that can of chili.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, people. Bye.